If an individual or business installs solar panels and generates more energy than they use, the power company buys it to sell to other customers. House Bill 1320 would reduce how much utilities pay for that excess energy and charge those who generate it fees for using the power grid. Dave Arland with the Indiana Energy Association says it's just a matter of fairness.
Ratepayers who don't have solar are subsidizing the cost of maintaining the grid, the very grid that's being used to sell the power back to the power company.
The proposal also legalizes the leasing of expensive solar panels and wind turbines, a business the utilities themselves could get in on. Brian Flory says the bill would be a step backwards. He's pastor of Beacon Heights Church of the Brethren in Fort Wayne. His congregation's plan to install solar panels this summer may not be financially feasible if the bill passes.
This really is a solution in search of a problem. It's short-sighted in a lot of ways. It inhibits choice for consumers.
The bill will be heard in the Utilities Committee on Wednesday. For WBOY News, I'm Virginia Elvino.